Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Bonnie Gortler. I'm so excited to have you all here with me. If you want to increase your wealth investing in the stock market, you are in the right place. The intention for this call that I've made for you is you'll be inspired to create change with your finances. You'll become a wiser investor so you can think about money in a more positive way. You'll have a different perception and less fear about investing. And you will understand active money management can cut risk that will help you create your financial plan on your journey to wealth. Setting a plan in place for you to grow and sustain your wealth will take desire, focus, and commitment. No worries. You will not have to make dramatic changes all at once. You will be able to make small changes, one bite at a time, and before you know it, you will have more money naturally and easy. You can take charge of your finances and make wiser investment decisions to grow and sustain your wealth. Why wait? Let time be on your side and have your money working for you. Enjoy your lifestyle now, but protect your future and those you care about. For those of you who don't know me, let me tell you a little about me. Learning about money started when I watched my dad work a 14-hour day to support the family. I'll never forget, after 25 years at one company, with no warning, he was fired. I said to myself, I never want this to happen to me. I want to be able to take control of my own finances. Has a tragedy ever happened to you and in an instant your life changed? My mom gave me the responsibility of their investments 2 years after starting my investment career over 30 years ago. I made a goal to make my mom a millionaire, beginning with an investment of $50,000. When I would achieve the goal, I wanted to celebrate just by taking mom and dad and going out for dinner. I almost missed celebrating that moment. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was football season. The phone rang and my mom asked me to go to dinner. I hesitated. I almost saying no. I wanted to watch football, thinking that I can go another day, but I'm thankful for saying yes. I waited over a half an hour at the restaurant and was wondering, why was it taking so long? Did something happen? Mom was very ill. She was battling cancer. But with all her strength and my dad's help, she made it to that restaurant. We talked and did our best to celebrate together. But an important lesson was given. Life is short. 3 days later, my mom couldn't speak. And within 1 week, my mom, she could only be in my heart. And I'd never see her again. Financial fitness is what I know best, but I've learned without your health, there is no wealth. The challenge of the stock markets kept me thriving and alive on the outside, but I was in pain on the inside. I was sad, angry, numb after losing my mom at the age of 62. I spent years holding my feelings inside, and I drowned myself in my work. And then another tragedy occurred, and in an instant, my life changed unexpectedly. My mother-in-law, who I love dearly, became paralyzed when all of her muscles in her body, they collapsed. She was only able to move her hands from side to side, speak, and nothing more. And I watched her almost die right before my eyes. Again, an important message was given. Life is short. Live life to the fullest. Most doctors gave up on her, but she continued to fight for her survival, recovery, and is enjoying her life today. A new world opened for me. My life as an entrepreneur began. Instant success turned into immediate failure, which became the ultimate breakthrough for me. I was asked the question, why are you so negative? In that moment, I knew the fearful, non-confident, stressed woman I was needed to change. But I had no idea how. I would learn personal development is the key to success. Embrace change. Negativity and stress had to go. It was time to leave my comfort zone. I chose to hire my first coach and to committing to my own personal growth. I began first by changing my words, my attitude, and raising my level of awareness. My coach suggested opening a Twitter account, which opened my eyes to social media, and my circle of influence expanded and life changed. I was intrigued by a trainer, and I learned self-care is necessary, and my health and well-being journey began. I found more coaches that inspired, supported, and challenged me to grow. I became an experienced weight loss champion, losing over 70 pounds the healthy way, slow and steady. I took baby steps to reach my new goals. I added journaling to my hobbies, which helped me let go of the past and the beliefs that were limiting me. I changed my vocabulary from, ah, I can, I won't, and I fear, to, I can. I began reading more books, taking courses in writing. When I first started writing, I could barely write a business letter or a blog. Now, I've written and published my book, Journey to Wealth. Investing in your own personal development sometimes can be a bit intimidating, but the risk is worth the reward. The journey continues, sharing my insights on how to overcome the challenges of wealth and well-being all over the world. Never give up on what you are passionate about doing. You are important and you matter. The time is now. Live the healthy, wealthy lifestyle that you desire. All right, so we're here today. We're going to talk about the stock market. Increasing your awareness of how money can work for your benefit is a key to be on your way to success. There will be favorable market climates where the trend is your friend, and you can take advantage of this. Begin saving. Start with a small investment, even if it seems insignificant at first. The sooner you can establish even a small amount of money, the easier it will be to accumulate wealth in the long run. With a little simple mathematical example that I'm going to tell you, you can see how your money works for you when your initial dollars increase. If you make 1% on $5,000, you make $50. On $50,000, you make $500. And on $500,000, you make $5,000. If you made 5% on your money, $5,000, you'd make $250. On $50,000, you make $2,500. And $500,000, you'd make $25,000. So notice, you'll make more money by having a higher return. Money grows best if you leave it alone and don't touch it. Time is your friend. Having personal power, investing wisely, being happier, healthier, and financially fit will move you closer to the ultimate goal of growing wealth and sustaining financial security for your future. There are many questions that you should ask yourself when creating an investment plan. Times are different and changes occur in stages. Life happens. Unexpected situations occur, and the time to be ready is now, not tomorrow. Here are some questions that will spark your thought process to ask yourself to begin your plan. Do you procrastinate and say you will wait until you are older before you think about creating a plan for your future? Are you someone who thinks the future doesn't matter, so you spend all your money that you make and have now? Or are you somebody who says that you have no money, but you really do? Have you thought about where you will be 5 years from now if you keep doing what you are doing? Do you expect a different outcome without making a change? What action are you going to put in motion today to start the investment process for your future? Are you making the same mistakes over and over when it comes to your finances? Do you have 6 to 8 months of living expenses saved in case a disaster occurs? Preparation and simple actions enhance life. It is possible to improve your lifestyle by investing early and investing wisely. It is important to develop a financial plan to have your money work for you. Be the one who spends time thinking about a plan in advance before a crisis occurs unexpectedly. It's best to be prepared to respond to unforeseen circumstances without having to panic. Have an emergency fund for at least 6 months of necessary living expenses. It's even better to have a year's worth of living expenses saved in case you were to lose your job, become disabled, or if you have a surprise situation that occurs when you might require cash fast. In this way, you will not have to borrow money at unfavorable rate, or you may not need to borrow money at all. If you'd like to own a house or a luxury condominium, save the down payment as soon as possible. You'll find that time is on your side if you begin when you're younger, but you can still start now, today, no matter what stage of life you're in. Save for a child's education early because college costs are rising fast. Earn more on your money than what the current inflation rate is. Keep good records of important documents such as tax forms, insurance policies, and health and financial documents. Have an up-to-date will, just in case something happens to you unexpectedly. Share your will with another member of your family or a friend that you trust. Know what you are investing in. Being conservative doesn't mean you will make less money. Invest wisely, using the many tools available on the web to track your portfolio investments. You are in control of your own destiny. The responsibility is up to you. Beware of the actions that might be necessary to make decisive decisions that accommodate your lifestyle. You don't have to be aggressive with your investments to make money. When you choose securities, you can be conservative. You will be amazed when you see what the effect of consistent return can do for your portfolio. Slow and steady investing is a winning method to achieve your wealth goals. In the long run, having investments with low volatility as part of your portfolio will be the consistent way that can make you the most money. A simple way to describe volatility is how much and how rapidly the investment rises and falls in comparison to a market average, such as the S&P 500 index, which is made up of 500 stocks and is a gauge for the overall U.S. stock market. It can be used to compare whether or not your money is achieving your goals that you have made for your investments or if you might require changes. Compare the investment to the major average that they relate to, whether it's a bond or equity. Look for the ones whose prices move slowly, they're stable, and not where wild swings in price occur. Investments that are less volatile, instead of having big, wide movements day by day, are good to have in your portfolio mix. It is good to diversify with different types of investments that include both stocks and bonds. Most times, this will reduce risk, except for the worst bear markets, when all the assets classes of investments decline together. Not a fun time. There are times when a temporary crisis could develop. You can take advantage of these occasions if you have prepared in advance by having cash in your investment account. The opportunity might feel risky at the moment, but if the company's financial statement is strong and you are able to get a good return on your investment, you can take that chance. When sudden unexpected events occur, opportunities do exist. It's okay to ask people for opinions. However, act decisively and quickly before the opportunity is gone. Take a small amount of money to invest. Don't put all of your eggs in one security. Diversify in case something goes wrong. While others are scared and fearful of selling their investments, you want to do the opposite. You are buying. You're getting a bargain and taking advantage of the potential opportunity that exists. You are ready. Your mind is open, and you are not panicking like other investors. Here's an example that I experienced when a news event caused unexpected volatility, and I acted decisively, and I purchased into the decline. There was news. A major oil company reported a serious leak whereby all the oil spread fast, furiously through the ocean water, and they were not able to contain the oil spill. It could have cost the company billions of dollars to clean it up. The stock price fell sharply, and a corporate bond was under pressure as well, giving an opportunity to buy and get good value when prices stabilized. Many investors panicked by selling their bonds when the stock prices fell sharply, but I did the opposite. Sharp swings in price can be temporary. The financials of the stock were sound, and the leak after many days were contained. The bond was paying a fixed rate of almost 8% for 5 years, in a low interest rate environment. Boy, do I wish I can get that now. And it was selling at a discount below 100 due to the panic. Unless the company goes bankrupt, earning 8% was a great value in return on the investment. I monitored the situation for a few days and then watched the prices of the bond get cheaper, and then they stabilized. I wanted to take advantage of that opportunity. I knew it was time to make a decision to invest and buy the bond. Being prepared, patience, and knowledge of the risk were worth the reward, and a good gain was made on the investment. Bonds are categorized by the quality. which is interrelated to the return that investors expect to receive on the bond. In simple terms, the lower the quality of the bond, the higher the return an investor can expect to receive to compensate for the risk of the bond defaulting. In my opinion, bonds have a place in all portfolios because they can generate a consistent income into your account. However, no investing strategy can overcome all market volatility or guarantee future results. Bonds have a fixed income stream. They are most times less volatile and safer, but they have a limited potential return, but you know what you're getting for your investments at maturity. Hitting a home run, that's not always necessary. Getting on base, a walk, is good as a hit. Setting yourself up to be at the point to collect the reward is part of achieving, growing, and sustaining your wealth. Build and create wealth for life consistently and steadily. Examine the risk with your goals in mind. Your ultimate goal is to create wealth that lasts for your life. You can live your dreams, enjoy your retirement years, while living life to the fullest. It's never too soon and never too late to start saving and investing. It's never too late to create change and have a positive mindset with a never-give-up attitude. Many people resist change because fear comes to the mind and they prefer to stay in their comfort zone. What you resist will persist. However, it's possible to create change. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Believe you can, and you will get through any challenge. Time, patience, and perseverance are three keys to successfully build and achieve wealth. The power of your mind and your heart combined with intellectual knowledge, the right tools, and the right strategies will help you be more decisive about your choices and options. Make a plan that has specific monetary goals. Determine the best plan of action to attain your goals that work where you are in your life. Depending on what stage you are in your life, your investing requirements will be different. Some will require a plan for the shorter term, which is 1, 5, and 10 years from now, when you might be able to retire. Other time frames are for the longer term, 20 or 30 years in the future. Whether the investment is for the long or short run, investors should look for ways to track their investments. Take the responsibility. Be committed. Be concerned with your quality of life. In order to begin achieving your goals, take action and accumulate a specific sum of money to invest that is affordable while maintaining your present lifestyle. Keep building your wealth consistently. Be conscious of your money mindset. Making quick money is exciting and fun, however, but you need to have strategies in place that ensure money growth with capital preservation in your head at all times. Your goal is to limit your loss. This is how you endure the test of time and deal with fluctuations, unexpected crises, and situations while creating wealth and continuing to move ahead and produce long-term growth. Remember, keep your dreams alive. Anything that you set your mind to is possible to achieve. One of my financial lessons: in life, sometimes there's many challenges, and it's up to you to overcome, handle it, and make the best of what happens. In the 80s, I was just out of school. I participated in a bowling tournament, which is one of my favorite hobbies. When I returned to my apartment, I realized someone broke into my apartment and took our valuables. Such occurrences can leave you feeling like a victim, and I did for many years. But from this experience, I had new fears. However, I would learn later on that things happen for reasons that you may not be aware of at the time. Here is a story of how an unpleasant situation can turn into an opportunity that was a huge positive in life. I was able to buy my current house because of an initial investment in a mutual fund that started small. I added to and I made it grow by trading. I was married in my 20s. I was fortunate enough to have insurance. My husband and I made a decision that we would not replace our valuables and we would take the lump sum check that we received from the insurance company of $6,000 and invest the sum of money into the stock market and buy mutual funds. I was learning how to trade at the time, and I had no money to invest for myself. Paper trading was officially over. It was time to put my newfound knowledge to work. I made a plan to invest it in the stock market and start building a nest egg for my family. I invested in a mutual fund family. I made some changes in how I spent and saved money, traded my account actively, and 10 years later, I used that capital towards a down payment for our house. If I chose to replace with stolen, I would have never been able to accumulate and have that down payment. It's a good idea to learn about investments by practicing on paper and taking small amounts of money to invest. Winning and losing trades occurs. You will learn from mistakes. Don't give up and find a strategy until you find that strategy that you're uncomfortable with, that you're comfortable with. You might not think $6,000 is a lot of money. However, when you are in 20s and you have no children, that is a very important time to invest for your future. That's what we did. We were determined not to touch this money and make it grow. A good investment climate, managing risk, along with the concept of compounding, was the key to beginning successful at making money grow. Money makes money, and we were able to grow the $6,000 into more to use for a down payment for our house. The lesson is start. Don't wait to build a sum of money to invest. You can do anything that you set your mind to. All it takes is a burning desire with a goal in mind, a passionate commitment from the heart, and belief that you can do it. If someone else has done it, you can too. In life, we all want to create long-term success for building wealth. Your money needs to earn more. Good news, anyone can learn to create good investment habits. So why not make the intention today? It can be done if you set your mind to it, focus, and make it a priority to start on your journey to wealth. Safety and capital preservation is the magic to successfully achieving and sustaining wealth, but you need to manage your risk. What is risk? In very simple terms, using no mathematical formulas, statistics, or any big words for you to fear, risk is the potential loss you can have on an investment. And risk management is the key to building and sustaining wealth. The connection between risk and return can be seen when making investment choices. Historically, stocks are riskier than bonds. Stocks generate higher returns and have an incredible record of increase over the years. Deciding how much risk you're comfortable taking is important to consider. An investor who decides to protect themselves against all risk is unlikely to produce much upside. An investor who exposes themselves to large risk may be even worse off. Remember, it's your money, and generally, it's harder to keep money than to make it. So do your best not to lose. Limit your loss. Most investors, including many traders, sell their investments too soon when making money. Limit your loss and let your profits run is a strategy to grow your wealth. Sometimes our natural instinct is to sell too soon and take quick profits. It feels good. The opposite, however, is harder to do. With investors being very stubborn when an investment is losing money and the investment should be sold. Taking a loss can sometimes be very hard to do, especially on your psyche, because you have a failed investment. But controlling risk is necessary if you want and expect to make money consistently. Sure, it's very scary when the market's falling 2% a day, a few days in a row, and before you know it, you've got a 10% loss of your hard-earned money. A common move on the part of investors is either to freeze or panic because they don't know what to do. I hear statements such as, it'll come back. Oh, it's only a paper loss. It's not a lot of money, or I have a small investment. This hurts me when I hear investors say they don't have to worry about it. Face reality. It's really your money, that you've earned, and you're going to need it at some point in your lifetime. Take it from me. It's much better idea and good portfolio management. Take that small loss. Remember, even if you're wrong and that investment goes higher, you can always buy something else. In the long run, you will be much better to take a small loss rather than let it escalate. In order to accrue wealth, it is a must to protect your capital, always keeping risk in the forefront of your head. It's important that you have a strategy in place regarding what percentage of your portfolio you can have at risk and be comfortable. I love sports. Here's a quick quote. It's great. By Yogi Berra. Losing is a learning experience. It teaches you humility. It teaches you to work harder. It also is a powerful motivator. There are different investment climates. Times have changed. We are in a low investment rate environment combined with a volatile stock market moves of over sometimes 30%. It's even more necessary to make adjustments and have a plan in place. By investing in the stock market, there are always opportunities that exist to purchase stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or other types of investments to achieve your financial needs while managing your risk. Income can be earned from your investments through investments in different types of bond mutual funds, which allow investing small amounts of money, such as high-yield, investment-grade corporate bonds, municipal bonds, or even purchasing an individual bond outright. Some bonds have higher risk than others. The risk depends on the term of the bond, if it's short or long-term, 2, 5, or 10 years or more as examples, and what is the quality of the bonds? To be very simple, junk is low quality, or investment grade is high quality. The lower the grade, the higher the yield you will receive, but the more risk that you will take. The main risk of the bond investment is if they default. This is the only time they will not pay the shareholder the interest on the bond. In a low interest rate environment, bonds give you the ability to earn more income than certificates of deposits, CDs, but they also have more risk. Income investments are considered safer than equities. Bonds are purchased for the yield and sometimes for their tax advantages, such as municipal bonds. Bonds have different measures of risk. They can be quieter, but there are times, historically, when investing in different types of bonds can be a risky proposition. It's always a good idea to have an exit strategy in place for risk reduction and for safety. There have been periods, historically, where some bond investments, they've dropped over 15% in value. Remember that bonds are not a sure thing. They also have risk, and it is important to know what you are purchasing. From the equity perspective, you can also get income from high dividend-paying stocks, which historically return more than the overall market with less risk. But there's no guarantee that this will continue in years to come or that you will make money. Stay focused. Be very aware of the market conditions and be ready for the unexpected at all times. Not losing money is one of the keys to ensure you have the money to invest when the right opportunity presents itself. Identify your level of risk before you invest. Know if the market is rising or falling. If the market is rising, it is much easier to make money, and you can get away with strategies that will be forgiving. If the market is falling, you should have an exit strategy to protect you. It is possible for you to have peace of mind, knowing that you and those you care about will be provided for. A great practice of active money management is having an exit strategy. Active movement of money has benefited me from even the worst times in the stock market. I will always remember being in cash for the crash of 1987. I had only 5 years' experience in the stock market at the time and had never seen a decline happen so quickly and how money could be lost in the stock market. I learned a valuable lesson and used it throughout my over 30-year career. The 1987 decline happened in a day. Many declines last longer, such as the peak from October 9th of 2007, where people lost more than half of their money. Reducing my equity exposure as the market was falling was a difficult decision, but it saved me money to exit my investments instead of holding them through the nasty decline. Take a moment and ask yourself a few questions. Do I have an exit strategy? How would I feel if I lost 50% of my money in the market? Am I in the place in my life where I can replace what I have lost in the market? Am I working and have a steady stream of income? On average, the market will fall 5% three times per year, 10% one time per year, and 20% every 3.5 years. We have experienced worse declines during the history of the stock market. Do you have enough excess money that can be invested in the stock market if the market does fall? Buying a stock is easy, and anybody can do this. The challenges are to know when to sell, to be out of the market, having an exit strategy, or be in a quiet moving investment before the sharp fall occurs. It is impossible to be right all the time when investing. Mistakes will happen and losses will occur. There will be times you sell too soon as the stock keeps rising, or you take a huge loss by holding a falling stock too long. Holding on too long and losing money is the worst thing you can do with your investments. Selling a stock that is falling is very hard to do. I have learned if you are hoping a stock, or any investment for that matter, goes higher, ask, should I just keep holding the stock, or should I cut my losses now? You probably have waited too long already, and you don't belong in the stock. It's time to sell. A small loss is the best loss. An expectation of no loss in the stock market is highly unlikely, yet it's the best tactic. You never really know when the best time is to get out of an investment. When I first entered into the business early on in my career, I would hold investments in my portfolio way too long. I didn't have much discipline, strategy, or know when to cut my losses. I even at one time thought a crystal ball might help. Not really. This led me to purchase one from my boss many years ago. There is no reliable crystal ball that says the market is at a top and the stock market has peaked. When the market's moving fast in either direction, everyone is tempted to be controlled by their emotions. It is best to have a set strategy to exit the market when you enter and take the emotions out of decisions. This is one of the reasons why exit strategies, and we call them timing models, they're used by people who use technical analysis. Greed, anger, fear, and worry, all of these feelings will not serve you well. There are different methods that market technicians use, or you can use simple math that matches your temperament on how much you desire to profit or lose. To me, there is nothing wrong with leaving something on the table for someone else. If you take a big loss, it will take a long time to make it back, and this puts you at a big disadvantage of achieving the goal of wealth that you truly desire. The stock market will not make you look smart all the time. Losses happen. It's the big losses, not the small ones, that play on your mind and that can end up forcing you into uncomfortable decisions regarding your money. All great traders, money managers, and investors cut losses short and let their profits run. Many people have no exit strategy for their investments and prefer to buy and hold their investments through market declines of significance. I've been trained differently in my professional career. Gerald Appel, my boss, he's a well-known stock market technician guru. He created MACD, the Moving Average Convergence Trading Method. It's available on many of the stock market software packages today. He taught me the stock market can fall twice as fast as it sometimes goes up, so buying and holding is not always the best practice to investing. You can control using your risk using an easy exit strategy. One method that you can use to keep you from having a loss with your investments that can get out of control is setting a trailing stop on your position. That's a specific level of risk for your purchases. This will not necessarily make you more money. It is very possible that it will take you out at the wrong time, but over the long run, being disciplined with your investments will keep you from taking losses that are significant and not easily recovered. Everybody's tolerance on how much money they can withstand losing is different, especially when the stock market falls sharply. If you are in your early 20s and you get caught in nasty decline, you have the ability to make more money. Your money's replaceable. If you're older, no longer working, and have no income that you are earning, your risk tolerance is less, as you can't afford to lose your money because it's irreplaceable. The market is no longer very forgiving like in the 80s and 90s, the strongest decades, where it seems like investors were able to make money very easily no matter what segment of the market you are in. You could make a good return on your money just by keeping in the money markets with no risk. In today's environment of low interest rates, the money markets pay virtually zero. The character of the stock market has changed with the market moving faster since computer trading is more predominant. Different approaches and strategies to invest need to be employed. It's best to have a plan for your money that sets a specified level of risk that suits your risk tolerance for purchases in your investment portfolio. After you make a purchase, stay invested using an exit strategy to control risk. Many securities are volatile and can move up and down quickly in price. I recommend you set the intention of not being in the position of taking a loss of more than 20% on any investment that you purchase. This means that it is the most you want to lose. If the value of your investment goes down 20% from its peak in price, you get out. Sell. Don't think twice. The longer you wait, the harder it is to pull the trigger. Just do it. You can actually physically place a stop loss order with a broker or use a mental stop loss and watch the position or place the trade through the computer that you use to execute your trades. It is not necessary to do this for your entire portfolio. All investments don't have to have 20% stops. You can have a very tight stop if you are not so certain about the market climate or you do not desire to take very much risk by using a 5% stop or less. In this case, you're more likely to be stopped out, but your loss is more contained than using the 20% stop. To be a successful investor, it is a good idea to have a plan in place, an exit strategy for your purchases, and a strategy that makes you carefully cut your losses and let your winners ride. If you follow this rule, you have the best chance to make money, and you can even outperform the market when the market's timing works. Here is an example of an exit strategy using a trailing stop. Let's use a trailing stop of 20%. Sell at 20% off the highest price. Move to cash whenever the stock falls by 20% from the last high point. Be aware that many investments have monthly, quarterly, or yearly payouts of dividends where the price drops, so it's necessary to factor in the calculation of a stop to include dividends. For example, if we buy a stock at 50 and it rises to 100, when would you sell? Sell when it falls back to 80 or 20% off of the high. That's 100 minus 20 is 80. If the stock market makes another high before violating 80, you raise the stop. If the stock rises to $110 a share when it falls back to 88 or 20% off its high, which is 110 minus 22, will give you 88. As you can see, you will be protecting more of your capital as the stock keeps rising. Perhaps you're an active trader, someone who buys and sells securities intraday to make money on short-term market movements. There are securities that you can use. Perhaps you are a buy-and-hold investor. That's someone who just holds the securities for the long term but never closes the positions. It is now no longer necessary to do technical analysis by hand the way I was trained over 30 years ago. The internet makes it much easier, and it is user-friendly to follow your investments and see how you're doing with your gains and losses. Knowledge is power. Know what your investments are and where your money's invested. You'd be surprised to hear how many people do not know where their money is. By keeping an eye on your portfolio, which only takes a few minutes to track your investments, you can save money. The stock market is unpredictable and can be very volatile at times. It's a good idea to use resource tools in order to monitor your investments that will give you an edge to create the wealth that you deserve. In minutes, you can go on the web, explore, experiment, and learn. You can read news, reports that affect the market, or find a buying or selling opportunity to take advantage intraday to establish your investments. The stock market in the United States is open 9:30 and closes at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The style of investment, that's your choice. However, it's important to have a plan or goal and an exit strategy in place to take care of your finances and to grow your money for the future. The size of the investment is not the issue. It is the action that you will take to begin. Build wealth by thinking, tracking, and implementing a good money management strategy. Start saving for your future. Invest in the stock market. Remember, money makes money, and have your money work for you. You can increase your wealth by taking advantage of the opportunities in the stock market, even though it can be intimidating at times and unpredictable. So much reward is possible. It takes time, patience, perseverance, and a never-give-up attitude that will lead you on a successful path to make the best investing decisions for you and your family. Being committed, focused, and prepared will enhance your ability to have a better understanding and perception of the market, which enables you to make better decisions with your investments. Be prepared to take responsibility for your long and short-term financial needs starting now. A strong mental mindset is crucial to increasing your wealth. The investment strategy that is most effective for you is the one that is based on your own needs. You can adjust your plan as you get older and your financial priorities change. To be successful, you will need to notice when investment probabilities are in your favor, when it's good for your way of life, and within your comfort zone. When you invest, it's good to have a professional money manager, such as a registered investment advisor, who has the flexibility to move your money in and out of the market, helping you avoid big losses and reducing risk so you don't have to suffer during severe bear markets like in 2008, the worst year historically. Many investors were hurt badly by being in equities. Many investors lost over 30% of their money. But there are winning and losing years, but there are always opportunities to find to accumulate wealth. In the 80s and 90s, what I call the golden years of investing, it was easier to make money. Large gains were made investing in the stock market. There was a time when it was possible by keeping your funds in the money market of a quality mutual fund, or by purchasing long-term CDs where you could achieve a good rate of return on your investment with little or no risk. Money markets now, they pay very little, so leaving your money in a money market is not really an option now to make money. Decide if you're going to be in charge of your investment or if a money manager is required. Remember, this does not have to be an all-or-nothing choice. Many investors take the pleasure in following the market, enjoy making decisions on their portfolios, and execute trades for themselves. Trading can be invigorating as you feel strong, in control, especially when you are making money. It's a little different and much more challenging when the market's declining, and a different feeling when you're losing money. Giving up the control of part of your assets is a way to diversify your holdings. You still keep control of some assets while giving an investment advisor capital to supervise and deal in a different portion of your assets. In the end, no matter who's in charge, it's your responsibility to know what is going on. There's no perfect investment with guarantee of growth each year, but there are investment choices that are better than others. There are people out there that can advise you on your investment decisions in order to minimize some of the risk. This is what I do for a living. I do help individuals make their dreams into reality by helping them invest smartly and by giving the encouragement they need to plan ahead. My best advice, take the action today. Start with a plan. Be comfortable with your choices and see how much you can put away and start your investment account as soon as you can. Money can make money. Be the one to dream big. Never give up. You can do anything that you set your mind to and live life to the fullest. I would love to invite you to schedule a free, inspired wealth and well-being 30-minute discovery session with me. In order to schedule your free session, you can email me at bonnie@bonniegaultler.com, B-O-N-N-I-E at bonniegaultler.com. Or you can visit my website at bonniegaultler.com. You can click at the tab at the top, Connect, to schedule your Inspired Wealth and Well-Being free 30-minute discovery session with me. In this session, you will create a sense of clarity about wealth and well-being you want, find out the possibilities for planning the results about money and well-being for you to fulfill your dreams, discover what is stopping you from being able to be more comfortable to grow and sustain your wealth, identify what action steps will move you towards living the happy, healthy, wealthy lifestyle you desire. Complete the discovery session with the enthusiasm of knowing what to do next to create change, to growing your wealth and increasing your well-being. Beginning a path can be intimidating at first and a bit overwhelming. I've been there. It is possible to create wealth and a sense of well-being with simple action steps in your wealth and well-being plan to fulfill your dreams. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Thanks again for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure.